Warriors sound in San Antonio with the team set for Game 3 against the Spurs on this Thursday here in Texas. And as it was learned yesterday that Erin Popovich, wife of Spurs head coach Greg Popovich, passed away, we listen in to head coach Steve Kerr after shoot-around.
Yeah, devastating news. Erin has been courageously fighting a battle with some health issues over the last few years, but this was shocking. It was unexpected. And our whole organization, all our players, our coaches, we're all thinking about Erin and Pop and Mickey and Jill. Pop and Erin have two small grandchildren who love their grandma, and it's just sad. It's sad for all of us, and not a whole lot we can say other than offering our condolences and our support. And I think Pop might be the most admired man in the NBA. For many reasons, and there's an outpouring of support and grief from everybody around the league. But it hits home, especially for those of us who were part of this Spurs family and who have been so impacted by Pop and Erin over the years. So it's a tough day.
Did you know her well?
Knew her well. She was close with my wife when I played here. Erin was sort of the balance that Pop needed. I still remember when he traded me to Portland 2001. He called me up to tell me the news. He said, I don't think I can go home because Erin's going to be so mad at me for trading you. And Margo and Erin were close and have stayed in touch over the years. She was part of the family, but she's dealt with a lot over the last few years, health-wise, and has been very courageous in her battle. And so we all grieve and at the same time, try to celebrate her life and her legacy.
What kind of woman was Erin? To be married to Pop, you have to be pretty special.
Yeah, you got to be special to be married to Pop. She was just very kind. I know that Pop has told this story, but the way Pop handles the sideline reporters and media sometimes, he'd go home and Erin would light into him. So, what are you doing? And so she kind of kept him in check. But she was a wonderful person. Pop has told me a lot over the last few years about how happy they've both been, being grandparents, relatively new grandparents over the last 5 years or so. And so it's hard not to think about, the grandkids right now, and of course, Pop and Erin's two kids, Jill and Mickey. So we all mourn her loss.
Steve, do you have a hard time balancing the game and then what really matters in real life and all that?
I think one of the great lessons I learned from Pop was to always keep that balance in mind. Even when times are good, you can't take yourself too seriously. You take your job seriously, but not yourself. And times like these, obviously, that point is driven home. The game seems inconsequential. And it is in the grand scheme of things. But this is what we do, and this is our livelihood, and this is what brings us joy. Players, coaches, we're all lucky to be out here. That was always one of Pop's main themes when I played for him, was relish the great hand that was dealt to you in this world. So a lot of people are suffering out there, and so we have to enjoy our work and our game, and come out and play and feel the freedom that basketball provides when you're out there on the floor running around. And but you never lose perspective on real life, and that's driven home today.
Steve, Pop's success obviously speaks for itself, but what is it about him and his teachings and his overall demeanor that not only affects his players, but just everyone around the NBA?
He's just an incredibly powerful personality. He's so raw and honest and morally sound. He's got his convictions that he sticks to, and he doesn't care what anybody thinks of him. And, whether you like him or not, I don't think you can argue with the fact that he is a champion for human rights, civil rights, for the good in people, not afraid to call out people who are not helping their fellow members of society. And I think everybody sees that honesty and that conviction. And whether you played for him or not, it's easy to see that. And he's become a voice for the league and a huge figure in the league over the last couple of decades on many fronts. He's obviously impacted the league. He's got so many branches of his coaching tree out there. We're all impacted by the way he's coached, not just the X's and O's, but his humanity, the way he treats his players and fellow coaches, maybe not so much sideline reporters, but we give him a pass on that one. But Pop is he's one of the finest human beings I know, and he's made an incredible impact on my life.
Did you have a chance to talk to him at all?
We texted yesterday, but I have not spoken with him yet.
What do you think that does to his team tonight? He's not going to be there tonight.
Yeah, it's a tough situation. I know that Ettore is a great coach, and they have their game and their culture instilled in them, and they'll come out and they'll play well and all that, whatever.
Can you ever be involved in a game where you know that there's going to be those emotions in the building at tip-off, where players, fans, everybody's so aware of what's going on now?
Yeah. I'd probably rather not talk about those games, though. They're not
probably
fun.
When you were a kid,
yeah.
You see JaVale out here shooting around.
Yeah.
Is he good to go for tonight?
I would say he's questionable. He's gone through, but he's still pretty sore. So we'll see. He'll get some more treatment this afternoon and come back and warm up tonight.
Expecting that they want to maybe come out with that same, even more of what you saw in the first half in game.
Oh, yeah. They're coming after us. We know what they're about, their defensive integrity, their competitiveness, and they're at home. They were 33-8, I think, at home this year, and they've won 10 or 11 in a row, whatever it is, in this building, and their season's on the line. So we know what's coming, and we've got to handle it better than we did in game 2.